I'm going to ask about why our culture right now seems to be overrun with zombies. Alex, what do you think this means from a cultural, a student of culture's point of view, that you are a student of culture?
I think that people like zombie shows because it takes the scariness out of what it really means to die. It makes it unreal, and so you don't have to face what death really is, what really might happen. Unless you believe that you're going to become a zombie, then I guess it would be scary. Hmm.
So there are movies, I remember The Serpent and the Rainbow, that looked at, you know, what it means to become a zombie, that I think other things don't. Like Walking Dead doesn't really look at, well, it does. I guess it does.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are, like, the people. Well, it's more about, like, losing somebody. Like, in Walking Dead, you always feel like when somebody turns into a zombie or gets bitten, and you know they're going to turn, or they die, and you know they're going to become a zombie because this crazy virus is going on, you feel the loss. You do feel a loss, especially if they've developed the character. Like, you're like, oh, no, that person, really? They're gone? And, like, you know, like, when, I guess, like, Carl's mother had a baby and dies in childbirth, you know, and he has to shoot her. It's like this horrific thing, like, that he has to kill his own mother because she could become a zombie and then eat the baby, you know. Sorry, I have to blow my nose. There's, like, the zombie that's, like, really scary, that are, like, ferocious, and, like, what was that, World War Z? I mean, that was so disturbing, that movie, where it's, like, these, like, really fast-moving zombies, and that, like, seemed really scary to me versus, you know, the zombies of Walking Dead. Though I did get really scared this first episode of Walking Dead. I was, like, covering my eyes. You know it's coming. You know there's a zombie coming to get you. I don't know. Why do we need to be scared or feel like something's coming to get us? Or why would somebody even expose their psyche to that? I don't know. They've got a good script going, because I'll tell you what, there was, what, how many millions of people watching that premiere? And it's in its third season, right? Or is this fourth season? I don't know.
But
there's a lot of zombie lovers out there.
Right. I mean, obviously it's a time for zombies. I mean, when I was...
Well, it's not just now, because, I mean, even, like, about Thriller.
Okay. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah, zombies weren't... Dum, dum,
dum. Dancing zombies. Zombies. They
come to, yeah, get, I know.
Yeah.
But there have zombies have been around, along with the werewolf, the mummy, and the vampire. But... You gotta recognize that there's been an uptick in zombie sightings.
Yeah.
And not just because of that TV show.
Yeah. And it always has something to do with, like, some kind of weird disease where people are biting each other. Gross. Night of the Living Dead. That was the first zombie movie, mm-hmm. right? That was really, really scary for people. You're trapped, you're locked in a house, you got to board up the windows, they're going to get in and get you. Makes you think, like, oh my gosh, how many windows I have in this house? I'm going to be screwed. Which room can I lock the door? Nobody can get in.
I mean, these are the things that you think. And so, are we, like, just becoming more security-minded? What's the result? What's the intended unconscious effect that... It's meant to
happen. What do you think it is?
Well, I've had a lot of theories. You know, one is that zombies represent
society, human beings, and their dulled down senses.
Yeah, like couch potatoes.
We're all just like, nom, nom, nom. My popcorn back. Stop me from eating my cheese popcorn to do this.
Let me see. You said 5 minutes. Ooh, it's been